Yesterday, were you feeling a little better today, or just one of those Michael Jordan type performances?
I mean, still feeling a little bit, just everything. You can hear my voice and everything, but just trying to pull it through.
How cool was that? I mean, we've talked to you numerous times about just delivering in that clutch. Just you want to deliver in any situation, but those key situations, how much how enjoyable is that?
It's pretty good, you know. I always say this, guys, you know, when you want to deliver, when you know the pressure's there and everything, you know, anybody can get a 3-run home run and everything, but when you actually need it, you know, if you don't do that, the team loses, or like if you don't drive or something. I think I got into pride, you know. I joke around with these guys a lot, you know, just when things like are on fire, like, you know, you gotta put them out and try to make something happen.
Can you walk us through that at bat?
Yeah, you know, I faced Corbin before. I mean, he's a great pitcher. I mean, I know he wanted me to chase early and everything. Just had this, don't stay with my approach and everything. And the funny thing, I didn't try to do too much. You know, I just put a good swing and I ended up catching it in front and even the yard.
How much fun has this season been? I mean, you've had some enjoyable seasons, I'm sure, with the Astros, but how's this one maybe separated itself so far?
It's fun, man. Everybody from the staff to my teammates. It's been really fun, you know, just coming here and you don't know what you're gonna expect, you know, like, you know, you got Ronald doing his thing, you got Ozzy doing his thing, you got Don doing his thing, you got a lot of different guys doing their thing, and by the same time we're one whole group, and it's been pretty fun just watching, you know, everybody growing up as a family. I think that's been the biggest one for us.
I know batting average isn't everything. Yours took a little hit in May. So does tonight sort of let you breathe a little bit easier, get back on track a little bit, you think?
Oh, I'm a very confident guy. You know? I think that's what me and Chipper were talking about at the end. And, you know, sometimes I hit balls with 100 and like 105 and gets caught, and then sometimes you get jammed, you know. It's a season, it's a long year. I mean, that's why we play 162. You're gonna go up and down and everything. Yeah. You know, you wanna hit 350 the whole year, but no, you know it's not gonna happen, you know, unless you're a rise or something. But, you know, for me, it's just, you know, try to deliver, like I said, you know, the hits that I get, make it matter.
What's it like having a guy like Chipper around this clubhouse?
Oh, it's like having a baseball Bible right next to you, man. It's just having him, you know, he's an MVP, Hall of Famer and everything, and just, he already lived what we're going through. He already went through the battles that we're going through, and just having him right there and telling you like it's fine and everything. You know, hey, the game is hard. You know, he tells you the game is hard and everything. And just having him right next to him, it's pretty, you know, pretty special.
Is that something you've experienced before? Like any other club that you've been at, like having a former MVP, a Hall of Famer, just
over? Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, in Houston, I had Baggy and Happy Yo with me and everything. You know, Baggy was a big part of, you know, when I was there and everything, try to help me out and everything, you know, and then coming here and I got Chipper too, and you know, just like I say, he's an MVP, he's a hitter, you know, he's the best switch hitter ever to play the game, you know. It's just having him have his approach and, you know, trying to tell, you know, it's, you know, try to do this, try to do that. I mean, of course, I mean, I'm gonna try that thing. He's a Hall of Famer.
Mentioning Chipper, Bill Brodabell, you know, have some really good hitters within your own team too. Like, what are some things that you've been able to learn from, you know,
from everybody? I mean, from everybody. Me and Mattel, we talk about something, sequences. We talk about, you know, with some of the guys, you know, just try to pick their brain, you know, with Olsen a couple of times, you know, with Riley. Like, you know, it's a learning thing, you know. You learn from everybody in this business.
You, when we talked about your conversation with Chipper in spring training, how much have you talked to him this year? And I know he was here the last 2 days. Talk to him.
Yeah, I blame him when the average went down, just because he was not here when he was in Europe, I think. But no, I'm not, just kidding. I try to talk to him as much as I can. You know, he's a baseball Bible. You know, he's going out there and just try to, you know, pick his brain a little bit more.
You know, like outside of the little blip that you had like recently, but like your overall play profession has been like really excellent compared to your past body of work. So like, what's really been different other than it's been just like a change of scenery, or like
anything? I'm getting a chance to play, man. Yeah. That's the thing. You know, times pass, I will get pinch hit for and everything. Instead of finishing the game, I go 0-for-2, and the next thing you know, I don't have my third at bat. You know, it's funny because me and my dad, we always talk about, like, you know, you hit righties. I'm like, yeah, I hit righties. But it's just a matter of having the, you know, wall give me the confidence to go out there and everything. I can hit anybody, man. I hit 360, 340, 320s in the minors, hitting anybody. And when I come here in the big leagues, it's not going to change. You know, it's yeah, better pitching and everything, but I still batter than me. It's just a matter of getting the opportunity and getting the chance of going out there and everything. I mean, like I say, I got a chance to play in 23 my full, you know, everything, and ended up winning a World Cup. You know, now I get, you know, nobody has given me anything. It's just I earn every chance and opportunity that I get.
Last night, it was really the top of the order that kind of put you guys on top. Tonight, it was you, Ha-Sung Kim, and then Ozzie Mitt broke the game open. What does it mean when you have a team that on a night-by-night basis, you have different guys that can contribute one way or another?
It's dangerous, man. Because, you know, like people are trying to make something happen. If one guy doesn't do it, then it takes the pressure off the other guy and everything. And, you know, the other guy doesn't do it, you know, it just passes the baton. I think that's what's been going on for a whole year. Just, you know, a lot of guys are passing the baton, and I think that's, you know, that speaks a lot with, you know, our depth and everything.
Thanks, Mauricio.
Yeah.